Om Ajna Tinirandasya Gananjana Sadakaya Chaksarun Veditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Tisaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Ora Bhakta Vinna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Chanda Jaya Gora Bhakta Vinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Chanda Jaya Gora Bhakta Vinna Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Chanda Jaya Gora Bhakta Vinna Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadisha Rukmini Dwarkadisha Rukmini Dwarkanatha Rukmini Dwarkanatha Goranitai Jaya, Goranitai, Goranitai Jaya, Goranitai. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, jai sudada Nitai gora hrido, 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 hrido. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Maka karoti vachalam pangulam gayate ging yat kita chabhan manne shri guru nitaranam paramanam namadvam shri chaitanya isharam. I still going to read the Chaitanya Charita.
Did we already chant? Should I do it? Okay. I'll start reading here from text number 22, I think. Or 23. Paravyo mete baishe narayano nam Shodaishwarya Purna Lakshmi Kanta Bhagavan. Lord Narayan, who dominates the transcendental world, is full in six opulences. He is the personality of Godhead, the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune. Veda Bhagavata Upanishad Agomo Purna Tattva Yangre Kohe Nahi Yangra Somo. The personality of Godhead is he who is described as the absolute whole in the Vedas, Bhagavatam, Upanishads, and other transcendental literatures. No one is equal to him. Purport. There are innumerable authoritative statements in the Vedas regarding the personal feature of the Absolute Truth. Some of them are as follows. 1. From the Rig Samhita. Tad Vishno Paramam Param Sada Pashyanti Surayaha Diviva Chakshur Atatam. The personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is the Absolute Truth, whose lotus feet all the demigods are always eager to see. Like the sun god, he pervades everything by the rays of his energy. He appears impersonal to imperfect eyes. 2. From the Narayana Artharva Shira Upanishad. Narayanad eva samut padyante, Narayanat pravartante, Narayane pradiyante. Ata nityo narayanaha narayana evedam sarvam yat bhutam yat cha bhavyam shuddha shuddho deva eko narayano nadvitiyosti kaschit. It is from Narayan only that everything is generated. By him only that everything is maintained, and in him only that everything is annihilated. Therefore, Narayana is eternally existing. Everything that exists now or will be created in the future is nothing but Narayana, who is the unadulterated deity. There is only Narayana and nothing else. 3. From the Narayana Upanishad, Yatak Prasuta Jagatak Prasuti. Narayana is the source from whom all the universes emanate. 4. from the highest Shirsha Pancharatra. Paramatma Harir Devaha. Hari is the Supreme Lord. 5. From Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Narayana Bidhanasya Brahmanak Paramatmanah Nishnam Arhata Novaktum Yuyam Hi Brahmavitamaha. O best of the Brahmanas, please tell us of the position of Narayana, who is also known as Brahman and Bhagavan. Stit yudbhava pralaya hetura heturasya yat swapna jagadasa suptishu sadbahischa dehindriya suridayani charantiyena sanjivitani taravehi param narendra. O king, know him who is causeless and yet is the cause of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. He exists in the three states of consciousness, namely waking, dreaming, and deep sleep, as well as beyond them. He enlivens the body, the senses, the breath of life, and the heart, and thus they move. Know him to be supreme.
For the next verses.
Sure. Well, the next verse has a short
verse.
What's next?
Bhakti yogi bhakta pai yanghara darshono surya yena savigraha deke devogono.
Through their service, devotees see that personality of Godhead, just as the denizens of heaven see the personality of the sun. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has his eternal form, which cannot be seen by material eyes or mental speculation. Only by transcendental devotional service can one understand the transcendental form of the Lord. The comparison is made here to the qualifications for viewing the personal features of the sun god. The sun god is a person who, although not visible to our eyes, is seen from the higher planets by the demigods, whose eyes are suitable for seeing through the glaring sunshine that surrounds him. Every planet has its own atmosphere according to the influence of the arrangement of material nature. It is therefore necessary to have a particular type of bodily construction to reach a particular planet. The inhabitants of the earth may be able to reach the moon, but the inhabitants of heaven can reach even the fiery sphere called the sun. What is impossible for man on earth is easy for the demigods in heaven because of their different bodies. Similarly, to see the Supreme Lord, one must have the spiritual eyes of devotional service. The personality of Godhead is unapproachable by those who are habituated to speculation about the absolute truth in terms of experimental scientific thought without reference to the transcendental vibration. The ascending approach to the absolute truth ends in the realization of impersonal Brahman and the localized Paramatma, but not the Supreme Transcendental Personality.
These four outs are somewhere, it connects to Lord Chaitanya.
Well, okay. Let me see how far.
It's the Chaitanya Janita should be next.
6109.
Shri Krishna Avatari Vajendra Kumar Apane Chaitanya Rupe Koila Avatar.
That same Lord Krishna, the fountainhead of all incarnations, is known as the son of the king of Vraja. He has descended personally as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Oto eva Chaitanya Goshai Paratattva Singha Tanek Shirodara Shahi Kohi Kitara Mohima.
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is the supreme absolute truth. To call him Kshira Dakshai Vishnu does not add to his glory.
Sheto Bhaktera Vakya Nahibhya Bichari Shokala Sambhave Tangte Yate Ovotari.
But such words from the lips of a sincere devotee cannot be false. All possibilities abide in him, for he is the primeval Lord.
Avatarir dehe shoba avatarir stiti keho kona mote kohe jemona yaramoti.
All other incarnations are situated in potential form in the original body of the primeval Lord. Thus, according to one's opinion, one may address him as any one of the incarnations. Purport. It is not contrary for a devotee to call the Supreme Lord by any of the various names of his plenary expansions, because the original personality of Godhead includes all such categories. Since the plenary expansions exist within the original person, one may call him by any of these names. In Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya says,
I was lying asleep in the ocean of milk, but I was awakened by the call of Nada, Sri Advaita Prabhu.
Here the Lord refers to his form as Kshira Dakshai Vishnu.
Hello. We can understand, you know, establishing the position of Narayana and the various personalities of Godhead is important, because then to establish that Krishna is the source of all these personalities of Godhead, he is the avatari, that establishes his position more clearly. Once I was approached in the Bombay airport by one very elderly lady, very distinguished lady. She looked like she was a widow, because she was wearing all white. She said, I'm your life member. Oh, I said, please, sit down. She said, I had a question. Sure, what is that? But I like your temples, very nice temples, but I can't understand, why do you worship the personality of Godhead, when after all, the essence of truth is impersonal? So why worship the personality? So I was like shocked, you know. Here's our life temple. And she's a fuck up my body. You met something like that? So, you know, in the time before the flight leaves, it's difficult to smash this conception. I had some experience with someone who was a Mayavadi in Guwahati, and I showed him the last verse in the 14th chapter that Ramanal Pratishtaham, that I am the source, I am the basis, I am the foundation of the impersonal Brahman. I sung. He got shocked. No. talking to thee. All my life I understood that the impersonal truth is the highest thing. I can't speak anymore. You're like, my God, I felt that thing. I mean. Next day, he was smiling and happy. So I asked, oh, what happened? Oh, I called my friend, who is the Sanskrit a dean or teacher or something, professor in the University of Guwahati of Assam. And he said, no, Ramanal Pratishaham, Raman means the four-headed Rama, which in the purport, Prabhupada said, it doesn't mean that. And the whole verse is about the impersonal Rama. Anyway, so Prabhupada said, when you meet someone who's like completely my Lord, you don't waste a lot of time talking to them. Rather, engage them in devotional service. And then eventually they'll come around. Sure enough, after about 3 years of engaging them in devotional service, he said, you know, I started to understand the personality of God. It took me like 2 or 3 years. So this verses in the Chaitanya Charita are very important. For most people, at least in India, are highly affected by the Shankaracharya. And there are some Vaishnavas, but they are still in the minority. And so it's important to establish that the absolute truth is the personality of Godhead, and he's Narayana. And then you establish that Krishna is the source of Narayana, and that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. So then we can understand Lord Chaitanya's unique position, that he is actually Krishna. He's Avatari. He's the source of all the avatars. Very interesting. For this reason, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered the best of all the literatures on Lord Chaitanya. There's philosophy, there's chronology, and there's history, the pastimes. So some have the pastimes, right? Like Chaitanya Bhagavat has nice pastimes, a little philosophy, not too much. A chronology, not exact. So Chaitanya Charita has very wonderful philosophy. Its pastimes are superb, and its chronology is considered the most accurate of all the chronologies. So, you have the Chaitanya Mangala that has very little philosophy. They weren't trying to, I don't know about the chronology actually, but they filled in some gaps of philosophy. So these are the three main literatures. There are others, but of these three, the CC is considered the most important. So that Prabhupada, he focused on giving us the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Although he is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it glorifies the Chaitanya Bhagavad and glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur as the Vyasa Deva Chaitanya Leela. So in the Chaitanya Chaitanya Bhagavat. It deals mainly with his early life and his life before he took up devotional service, his life after he took up devotional service, and very little on his life after sannyas. For the Chaitanya Charanita just filled in the gaps and gave an overview in sutra form of the early life and mainly focused after he took sannyas. So, all the authors, they were respectful of the other. They didn't want to, like, compete. Rather, they wanted to respect, okay, just fill in the gaps. So, fill in where you